Welcome to the Dispensation Bible Church, where we study the whole Bible. Bible's on way, and we are excited for another day of grace. We want to welcome the ones that are sitting here and the ones that are tuning in. We are thinking about you, and we are encouraged with the emails and texts and phone calls that we get from you. So keep that going. But we love to see you here, wouldn't we, guys?
Amen.
And, you know, we come here, we meet around 9:30 here, 622 Genoa Avenue, Southwest. And around 9:30 we get together, and then by 10 o'clock we are doing our Bible study. We hope that with the new switch over on our website and YouTube channel and our Facebook page, Dispensation Bible Church page, that you are seeing the videos that are uplifted and all. So we're going to sing a song right quick. We're going to sing Just As I Am. Let's sing 1, 2, and 5. It's number 249 in your red book. 1 Jesus Christ, just as I am. Good morning once again. Thoughts and prayers and requests that we failed to mention earlier, and I know there's some sicknesses going on, and we want to lift them up, lift up the people that are not here today, that for whatever reason they're not. Shame on them. No, just but anyway, we are thankful that we are here together and be able to meet in this warm place, and the lights are on. I mean, it could be worse, couldn't it? It could be not having a place to meet and all. So let's go to word and prayer. Father, once again, we thank you for the day. We thank you for things given us. And we think about the prayer requests and praise items and the things that we need to do pertaining to us in the dispensation of grace. And you give it through your word and through a special apostle that he written 13 books for us. And Lord, as we think about other ministries out there that are proclaiming the good news of the grace of God, let us lift them up always. In Jesus' name we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you notice something's changed up here, we have a new lesson, a new study that we're doing, and it's the book of Genesis. And I know some of you are ecstatic, and you're sitting on your hands and because you want to wave up and jump on the pews and all that good stuff. But we do encourage you to study with us, and we take the curriculum of Grace School of Bible, and we also take the text out of the King James Bible, and that's what we're going to be doing. And for the introduction of the book of Genesis, it's a new book of study. It's the first book of the Bible. And what we're going to be doing is studying the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis. And the purpose of this study is going to really be seeing the four divine institutions that God established for establishment in order to function in the human race. Genesis is a great book. It's a book of the beginnings. And there's those four institutions are very, very important. You remember what they were? Volition, marriage, family, and human government. And we're going to study that in every detail in every verse. Not so much every detail of every verse, like verse by verse study, but we'll be studying those 11 chapters. And we'll also be looking at chapters 12, 13, 15, 17, in connection with the Abrahamic covenant and the outgrowth. The second section of the Bible, you know, Genesis is divided up in two sections, 1 through 12, or 1 through 11, and then 12 through 50. 12 through 50 is long and very involved, and its primary, who is the focus there during those chapters?
Israel,
and how they became a nation and all that stuff. So that's only three, if I'm not mistaken, from chapter 12 to chapter 50 is about 350 years. Chapter 1 to chapter 11 is, guess how many years? About, I think it's 2,000 years. Okay? Or that type of thing. If I'm not mistaken, I'll stand corrected later on. But you'll notice that when we study the first 11 chapters, is very much the way God operates in the world today. And its reason, because it's a Gentile territory out there. Now, Israel's program talks about the times of the Gentiles, right? Paul is the apostle to who? The Gentiles. We're in the dispensation of grace of God. We're in the difference between Jew and Gentile in the dispensation of grace of God. It's prior to formation of the Hebrew nation and the Abrahamic covenant, what we're going to be looking at. And it was a time when God is dealing with nations as he is dealing today. God does not have a favorite nation status. I don't care what you see or what you read or how many movies you watch. By the way, you know who controls Hollywood movies and stuff?
Jews.
Yeah, the Jewish people do. So they're, you know... I don't want to say propaganda type of thing, but you got to watch who you do. You're either going to believe what God says about Israel and the nations today, or you're going to believe what the world says about Israel and nations today. Religion will also, stir that up. Religion will have you becoming a spiritual Jew, and there is no distinction, but the Gentiles want you to come up here to be a part of a spiritual Jew, and there's no such thing as a spiritual Jew today. That's why the baptism and stuff is going on out there. There's 12 types of baptism in your Bible. Which one's right? You know, one sprinkle, one pour, one dips, one smears, one don't do nothing at all. That type of thing. So you got to say, whoa. You know, a lot of people don't think about that, do they? But you got to understand what God is doing. And there's principles here and their application, and there's transdispensational truths. You're going to find out and see some things. Whoa. You know what a transdispensational truth is? It's something that applied here, it can be applied there, dispensationally. Is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes, he is. So they are not dispensational truths as much as the doctrine and principle that are true. There's some special emphasis on the first 11 chapters of Genesis on four divine institutions. The first book of Moses, the title, is called what?
Oh, Genesis.
Genesis, thank you. Genesis. Notice that the first book of Moses. Moses is the author of the book. Come with me to Mark chapter 10. Get Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10.